You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get on the floor.
Feels a bit lonely here.
I know, there's only two of us today.
It was the duet, not the group dance.
I know. Oh, we're doing a duet. I love it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am here with my one and only co-host tonight. We have the very lovely
Stephanie McGraw, guys.
I know. Francisco is getting his life on the dance floor in rehearsal for an upcoming show. He will be back with us next week. So we will wait for him to come back next week. Well, we're not going to wait, but we're going to do this show. So let's kick it off. We are reclapping the 8th episode of Dance Moms, Wingman Down. So let's go right into, before we get into the pyramid, I noticed something. Did you notice Abby's shirt that she was wearing during the pyramid?
No.
I don't usually pay, because she usually just wears a Abby Lee shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time it had like AMA at Inc. So I looked it up and she has like her own talent agency.
Really?
Now. Yeah. So I briefly looked at the site, but it's like, if your kid is talented, you know, be represented by Miss Miller and all this. And I was like,
so she's a talent manager as well in her spare time.
I guess so.
It's all that on the phone, texting. That's what it is.
She's making some things happen. People are going to Broadway, getting national tours, commercials, singing deals. I mean, I wish I was young enough to be signed on to the Abby Lee Miller talent agency.
Does she say there's an age requirement?
Children. I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah, exactly, Tony. I think we could work something out.
We're going to submit.
Abby would love to.
We're going to submit our headshot and resumes. Boom. We're going to get on the roster. We're going to be at the top of the pyramid. Episode starts out, Kelly is officially out, along with Paige and Brooke, after the craziness that happened last week.
Now, guys, that is probably for all of our viewers and fans out there, you guys have been commenting away. It's fantastic, but this is probably, as we'll continue on in this episode, probably the most negative reviews we've ever received. Not personally from us, but about Dance Moms, about the show, about Abby. Lots and lots of threats about people gonna stop watching Dance Moms. Yeah. They're like, that's it, I don't want to watch this show anymore.
I think it's that moment where it just gets so ugly that you have this feeling of, I think this is too much for me.
Yeah.
It's not one of those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And I don't want to look, but I can't turn away.
It's like I would rather turn away.
Yeah. So hopefully things will get better now that Kelly and Brooke and Paige are no longer a part of the ALDC. But we shall see. There is some interesting things happening in this episode. So let's go to the pyramid. We have Brooke and Paige at the bottom.
Well, where else are they going to go? They're not in the team, you know.
But why were they even up there? They're gone.
Yeah.
Like, they're off. So why even put them on the pyramid?
You know, Abby just wanted to make a point.
Just make a point, yep. Brooke and Paige are out. Nia is in her same spot. Even with Brooke and Paige gone, Nia still remains in that same spot. But Nia is in that spot because she made a mistake during the group dance. Yeah. And we mentioned
we
this last week.
We did talk about that. We said she was out. Mm-hmm.
She was a little behind of everyone else, which I guess that's the mistake that Abby was pointing out. Mm. So that's why she's at her usual spot. Chloe mm-hmm. Comes next, and she lost the duet.
Because, as Abby mentioned, she wasn't with Maddie.
Right. She's like, I don't know what happened. You and Maddie win duets. But, I mean, you put her with Paige.
If you put any dancer, I think, with someone that's a better dancer than you at a higher ability, mm-hmm. you're more likely going to win.
I think that duet, it was a little bit of a struggle for Paige. Just watching, I feel like she was trying to keep up. I don't know if it was because she had so much going on that week.
I mean, last week we both acknowledged that it was really tough on Brooke and Paige. The two girls, they were really put through the ringer.
Well, too bad they weren't able to see the fruitions of their hard work. Mm. Then we had Kendall.
She got a bit of attitude, a bit of sass in that photo.
They all do. They all have some sort of like something going on in their photo. Now there's
Maddie.
I'll get to her photo in a minute. But basically, Abby was just like, Kendall, you showed up. You did what you had to do. We didn't hear from Jill finally. Although I'm sure Abby didn't really hear Jill because mm-hmm. she was still being Jill, but not in front of Abby. So Kendall landed in that spot. Good for her. Then we have Mackenzie. Then Maddie was
second.
Was
second.
Yeah.
And that photo.
I just feel like there has to be times where Maddie's not going to be at the top of the pyramid.
No, I had no issues because I thought we all kind of thought something was going to be coming.
Yeah.
With Kalani.
Yep. And then up at the top. Mm-hmm. With the divaest picture ever. That picture that Kalani had looked like the inside photo of a CD of a performing artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when you flip through the booklet and mm-hmm. you can see that photo looked like I'm fierce.
And I've got to give it to her. I mean, it's a good photo.
It's
attractive,
a really good photo.
And she's older.
It's
not
a really
Mackenzie.
Good photo. Listen, so. Whoever took Kalani's photo, please take the rest of those girls' photo. Because that one was really good.
Yeah.
But it was a shocker. And when Kalani was announced at the top of the pyramid, Chrissy made this face like, you've got to be kidding me. Mm. Like, why is she at the top? And I'm sure her train of thought was, why is she at the top? She just got here. Our girls have been here forever. And why is she just coming in and now she gets to go to the top? Well, she came in and won. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else are you going to do? That's how you're supposed to do. You show up and show out.
And she's a brilliant dancer.
She is.
We acknowledge that, definitely.
That duet with her and Maddie was beautiful. Mm. It was so beautiful. It makes you have goosebumps.
But it's how a duet should be performed.
Exactly.
In terms of this, two girls were exactly mirroring each other. Every footwork, everything to it.
And they're invoking the same feeling, the same emotion. Mm-hmm. Everything was so beautiful about that. So beautiful. So that's why she's up at the top. Abby announces that they are going to Woodbridge, Virginia on the magical
Woo-hoo!
Abby school bus.
Yeehaw.
And they will be attending Fierce National Dance Competition.
And they've never done a Fierce, have they?
No, this is their first time at that competition. Yep. Which I will say, that competition is a little weird when it came to awards.
Awards,
time.
Yeah.
I sat there and I was just like, who won?
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. So then there's the assignment of dances. Everyone is in the group dance. Mm-hmm. And then, in a surprise twist, because of Holly and what she did during the whole Kelly Abby fiasco.
She saved the day, Dr. Holly.
But Holly, like we said, she mm-hmm. went into action. She went into parent mode where it's like, let's get the kids out. She was the diffuser where I think everyone else was shocked at what happened. Mm. Holly was able to go, something's happening. I got
to
get
kids. I got to react to it.
Yeah, I
got to
get kids going.
Yep.
I got
to
get people out of the room. I have to diffuse this problem.
Yeah.
And that's a good quality to have instead of sitting there watching everything unfold. Mm. Are you going to be the person that watches everything unfold or are you going to be the person that does something about it? Clearly, Holly's the only person that did something about it.
Exactly.
And because of that, Nia gets a solo.
Does it work that way?
And
again, how does, you know, because your mom does something. Well, she's done. In the past, she has. She punishes the girls because their mother's done something.
Yep.
So this time, their mother's done well. So she... I'll confess I did make the claim and I think Francisco agreed with me. We both suggested, I think a couple of weeks back, that Nia was never going to get a solo again,
and here she is with one
because of her mum did something. Because wasn't anything on her dance ability.
No, it's nothing just because whatsoever. Her mum diffused a very serious issue. And so Nia gets a solo.
Okay. Interesting rules, Abby. Anyway. Right.
And then we have duets. We have Chloe and Maddie. And we have Kalani and Kendall. When Chloe and Maddie, fine, I was happy about. But when she put Kalani and Kendall together, I was a little worried for Kendall.
I was very worried because she even though admits, Abby, and says, I mean, there's not just an age discrepancy. There's also certainly a clear dance discrepancy. I mean, you know, Kalani's older.
Yeah.
She's had a lot more experience and is a high-performing dancer. And I think that's a lot to throw Kendall at.
Yeah. I will say this. I did not like the discussion with Kalani and her mother regarding Kendall and how during rehearsals for the duet, Kendall was making mistakes and it was taking time to correct those mistakes. And and I wanted, and I literally put in my notes like, what? Like, you, no, don't do that. Don't come into a group and have negative things to say. Yeah, of course it takes time for someone to correct mistakes and maybe even correct them the same mistakes they've made. But it's pressure. It's intimidating. You know, we don't know what type of pressure Kendall is putting on herself now that she's matched with you.
But at the same time, since when did a duet become an individual performance? I understand you're still dancing, and I know there's different levels, but it's, a duet is still, you want to be, in order for it to come across the best performance, you need to work together as a team.
Well, when you're trying to impress Abby Lee Miller.
It's all solo, isn't it? You're out for your own.
You're out for yourself. That's what happens. So now, and we've been talking about this, about Mackenzie and her recording career.
She's going to LA
to
come visit us. I love Mackenzie on the show. Actually,
you always get so giddy when it comes to little Mackenzie.
She's just adorable. I've just gotta, you know.
She's going to be referred to as Mac Z.
Mac Z, in the house.
But it's that question of like, does she want to do this, or do they just think it's cute?
Do you know how excited Melissa was about Mackenzie singing, and then Abby, which she constantly referred to, my pop star, my little star. It's like, got it. Whoa, what do you mean yours?
Well, she's a part of the Abby Lee Miller Talent Agency, so that's her. That's
she
her,
owns that's it, her. Property, right? Everything claimed.
So the first thing, let's go over this before we go over into anything else. Going back to last week. It was brought up again this week about Melissa lying. Honestly, do you feel that Melissa lied about knowing that Abby was going to put in the duet? Because I will say this. I am familiar with Melissa's antics.
Yep.
And Holly said it so perfectly that Melissa will be your friend up to a certain point. But I feel like when it comes to opportunities for your kids and for your kids excelling, do you step on people to climb up? No. But you don't give up opportunities just to appease other people.
Yeah.
You know, you have to think of
she wants to think of her daughters.
Exactly.
Always first. And their ability to, you know, get to a higher level.
Right.
Certainly in the dance academy.
Right. Do you think that she lied about knowing that Abby was going to put the duet in?
I think she did lie about it. Because I think she protested at Abby. I thought that she knew, and she's like, Abby, I don't want this to go ahead. I didn't think she was in agreement with it, but I think, yeah, she did then adopt. Because I think a lot of ways she didn't want the confrontation with the other mothers and thought that if she just kept it more under wrap, it was all Abby's idea, that she could, you know.
See, I don't think she lied.
You don't?
I honestly think she did not know that Abby was going to do that. It's one of those things where...
Even when Abby asked her.
It's like this. Have you ever had a friend tell you something and then they mention it again and you're like, you never told me that? It's like one of those situations where Abby might have mentioned to her early in the week, I think I'm gonna put the duet in, and she just okay, and then you don't think about it again because it's never brought up again.
It wasn't a, you know, a definite statement,
right?
I'm going to do this. It was a general passing comment,
right? And so then day of, Abby's like, I'm gonna put the duet in, and then it's that like, oh, yeah, she did kind of mention that. I didn't tell everyone else. Now it seems like she knew, but she lied about it. And I honestly think that she didn't know for sure that Abby was going to put it in. But the way that the moms took it was that Melissa's being sneaky. She knew and things like that. And now you're putting Chloe and Maddie against each other and saying, oh, they lie. But at the same time, it's the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company. Or the Abby Lee Dance Company. Yeah. I always put Miller in there. It's the Abby Lee Dance Company. So what Abby Lee says goes.
Yeah.
You can't go to her and say, you're not putting this duet in. Because then what is she going to say? You can be replaced.
There's the door.
Yeah. So I personally think Melissa didn't lie. I think she honestly didn't know that this was going to be a for sure thing.
Okay.
And what are you going to do? Are you like, you can't go up against Abby.
Abby. No.
Yeah. It's not about like being a brown nose or anything like that. It's simply just being like, this is your company.
You're going we just have to exactly
do what we came to do, you know.
And at the same time though, there's a certain level of democracy. If you don't like it, there's the door.
Exactly.
You are paying for it if you're coming to the studio and getting classes.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
No one's got a gun to your head and forcing you to do this.
Right. So and because of the situation and because of the situation with Kelly, we're noticing that Christy is starting to kind of isolate herself from the moms.
Do you think Christy's getting too much in the victim mode now? That she's like, yep, I'm next because me and Kelly were the two ones that had the closer relationship. Now I'm the target for Abby. Chloe's going to be the target. All the mothers are against me. Abby's against me. Even though if partly there is some evidence that, you know, certainly suggests that, but do you think she's now taking, she's running with that victim mode?
I don't know if it's playing victim. I just think that she's lost her partner in crime.
And
I feel that Christy feels as if she stands alone. Because the other moms will, how it's been is Kelly and Christy were like the rebels.
Yeah.
And the other moms were kind of straddling the fence. Sometimes they would go to one side. Sometimes they would be on the other side. So I think Christy just feels I'm now by myself. So if this happened to Kelly, of course it's going to happen to Chloe and I, you know? But I feel like she shouldn't isolate herself from the moms. And she's so upset thinking that Melissa lied. I mean, let's be honest. Melissa has done some stuff that will make you go, what? So why are you even surprised at this? I think Melissa did a great thing by inviting the moms over.
For the wine and cheese.
For wine and cheese.
It was literally just like, it seemed very genuine, to be honest, the way that she was just like, hey,
let's get back together.
Yeah.
We have this situation with Kelly, Brooke, and Paige now leaving our original team. That feels weird. Now to have Christy over here by herself and blaming Melissa about lying and things like that. Let's just get back together. So I thought the wine and cheese invitation was great. And Christy
didn't
give a second thought. She was like, I bow out gracefully.
Yes. But then that was fine. If she'd left it there, I would have been happy with that.
Right.
But this is when I got a bit, this is one of the times in this episode that I just thought, dance moms, no, you cross the line. Mm. At the end of the day, you've still got, this is a target audience of younger children. Mm. Well, you know, potentially we'd think of a lot of aspiring dancers all across the nation, actually, in fact, across the world, mm. given all the responses we get. And you've got young kids that are watching this. Mm. Antics like where Christy then starts going on about Melissa's affairs, her yeah. relationships. I've had one husband. There was a few other digs, including profanity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say the F word here on our show,
right.
but she did.
You're not allowed to.
Exactly.
You can't say the F word.
Why is that being on Dance Moms? It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
It's not the type of show. It just isn't.
But, you know, she's in her feelings. So she, that's how she felt. She was upset. F-bombs come out. They come out of me when I'm driving around in L.A., and this slow person in front of me will not move out of the way.
Yeah, we know that, but the editors, I just think they have a bit more responsibility given that the target audience is...
Well, they bleeped it out.
Under that.
I mean...
They didn't even have to cut it, edit, put it in. They know that.
Well, I mean, they took it out.
Yeah, anyway.
But I did think that was kind of a low blow by saying that she's had... And it's not the first time it's been brought up that mm-hmm. Melissa has affairs and maybe a lady of the night. Mm. Oh, that sounds bad. But I basically just called her a whore. Am I allowed to call her a whore, Marissa?
Well, you just did. So.
I'm just sorry.
I'm sorry.
Just ooh. Talking about that.
I'm so sorry, Marissa. Whatever. So I don't know. I just.
You're okay with it? Okay. But yeah. Look, that was just a point that I just thought. No, not necessary.
No, not at all. So did you notice that when Christy was talking about Kelly and how I think she's probably the only person that has talked to Kelly, that she's being kind of vague and secretive about everything?
It was almost as though she was talking to, the ladies were talking to one of the attorneys or something in the court.
Yeah.
Can't discuss that.
Yeah.
No, it's cannot like, disclose. You know, what? And
I mean, I get it. Christy's like, you want to know about Kelly?
Call her. You've got a phone.
I get that. But at the same time, why does she seem so like, well, you know, I guess they're just working through. It's like you're having a discussion. This is like any other time when you're having a discussion about any other mom who's not there. Why is Melissa having an affair with, you know, well, before the, I mean, it's just a general discussion on, oh, you've talked to her. Like, how is she? You know, did she get arrested? Like, what's going on? Well, I don't know about that. Say something.
But it's more of her tactics this whole episode.
Yeah.
I don't know tactics, but her behavior to really isolate herself.
Just to isolate herself.
She's just like, no, I'm not even going to discuss this further with you guys. And I'm therefore withdrawing even more from the other moms.
Yeah. Well, whatever. All right. So then we have, let's go into the dances. Mm-hmm. So we have the duet with Kalani and Kendall.
Mm-hmm. With a frame.
Yeah,
it's called framed, and they really use a frame.
I always get worried when props are brought in.
I just think it's going to hurt someone.
Well, I mean, they literally had to dance with each other because of this prop. This prop was in play. But I actually thought they did a great job together. Kudos to Kendall for keeping up with Little Miss Kalani, who was just so blah, blah, blah about Kendall wasting time and messing up and...
I think Kalani overall was nervous herself and really respected the fact that she needed to prove. Well, when she was talking with her mum, that she needed to prove, her mum was reminding, you need to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your opportunity. You need, don't just get so complacent about this. At the end of the day, you're just starting here.
True. But Kalani looked like, I got this hoe. Can I say hoe? I can say that.
Right. Tony is shocking tonight. We're gonna
listen. I have to make sure that whatever I say, it's okay to say. Because, side note, someone tweeted me and was like, "I told my teacher to have a seat."
Yeah, I know. Tony, you're getting it.
So I don't want anybody to go tomorrow and be like, "You whore!" I heard that from Tony from AfterBuzz. So I'm just trying to make sure everybody's okay.
Yep.
So that no one gets in trouble. But overall, I thought they danced really well together, Kalani and Kendall, and that they did a great job, and it was a cute dance. Yeah, it was good.
There was nothing spectacular that went ooh ah about it.
No.
It was interesting. Chuck a prop in there. You know, there was a certain extra level of difficulty they had to do. And I thought the girls did well in pulling that off. At the same time, Jill's little liners about Kendall, she cannot screw up this. Jill was so concerned, you know, Kendall cannot, you know, screw this up. She can't do that. It's like, Jill, who are you living for? Stop living through your daughter.
It's because she's with Kalani, who is, you know, Abby has put her up there with Maddie. So.
I know. It just came more across. It was Jill. It's the mother that was so,
well,
you know.
Kendall worked it out. Yep. So good job to her. So the duet with Chloe and Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so beautiful.
Mm.
They danced so well together. And even with this whole uncomfortable beef that they may have between each other, because there was that awkward moment after the duet where Maddie was trying to talk to Chloe and Chloe just looked like she was not having it.
Which is interesting. I really wish we could find more of the backstory. And I know, whether it was the producers that edited it or whether the moms told them to, it just seemed like so artificial. I know they were puffed and they were tired. They literally just got off the stage. But whether, do you think that was Chloe's genuine response, that she just didn't want to say anything to Maddie?
I think so.
Do you really think their friendship's over?
There's something going on.
I mean, I didn't think Maddie, there was something, Maddie's dance, there's something wasn't right with that.
Her dance?
Yeah. I mean, it was still always very good. She just, I don't know if it was, she was felt, if it was flat a little bit. Something just didn't seem right with Maddie.
To me, Maddie did the Maddie face. And I know that you guys get on me about the Maddie face. Let me explain this. I feel like there are go-to things that a person does.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to invoke a certain feeling or emotion or something like that, you go to, you know, that place or that expression that you know is what you need to have.
Is a good triggering factor that allows you to feel or create that emotion.
Right. Well, not to create it, but just you automatically know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever I smile, I know exactly where my smile stops so that it looks like a good smile and that it doesn't look fake. Not that I fake smile. I do genuinely smile. But you know kind of what I mean.
Mm.
So I felt like in this duet, Maddie was doing the Maddie face and Chloe was actually living in the moment.
Yep.
And allowing what she was feeling in the moment to come out and be expressive on her face.
Mm.
Whether it was not as dramatic as Maddie.
Do you think it was more organic though? Chloe's
was definitely more organic.
Mm.
Where Maddie doesn't let it build. She's already there at the top.
Straight away.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like you just kind of let it and then you really get, and then you.
As the dance progresses in time.
I feel like
and
that was an ugly face.
It was. That was a
thank you.
Constipated face. Mm. But it does. As the performance progresses or certain moves in the dance, that's when it should be more facially expressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I will note on the face, the group dance, I thought Maddie's face, she got it spot on for that.
She did.
For the yum yum, doing the Charleston, doing the, that's what she needed.
Yeah.
That upbeat, I've never seen Maddie so happy, look so genuinely happy.
Yeah.
That's the face I liked.
And the group dance was so fun. It's so campy.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish, though, that they had a little more fun with it.
Yeah.
Just a little more. A little more energy, a little more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been really, really, like, extra fun and campy.
They did a little bit more over the top.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. Just, it's one of, that's not a serious dance, like the duet was.
No, no.
That was a very cutesy, just have fun, let go, keep your technique and stuff type of a dance.
Yeah.
But the duet was, you know, invoked a certain feeling and emotion that you couldn't necessarily have that fun, but you did have to allow yourself to go through those emotions. And even though they're kids, they could definitely use the duet to relate to their situation, as Abby tried to do. Except she was trying to pin it more so on Chloe. And Christy's like, oh, here we go again. Mm-hmm. It's always Chloe's fault. It's really the mom's fault.
Yes. I'll give you that.
I think kids are... The kids shouldn't play a factor in that.
I think Abby brings the kids and the moms into it.
But in that aspect, I think the moms brought Chloe and Maddie into it.
Mm. Yes, I agree. The moms have a play. The Abby has a play. Mm-hmm. But I think now they're just kind of running that thin line between, you know, muddling now in their relationships and the girls together and their friendships, and just keeps them going a little bit more than, anyway, what I would like.
Mm. Well, anyway.
Nia.
Well, one more thing about the duet. I felt like towards the end of the duet, Chloe struggled. Something was kind of off moment.
Was it the last turn? There was a... It was
something about the last turn that either... It seemed like she was trying to keep up, or she thought for a second she was behind. Mm-hmm. It was something very sort of weird about it.
Yeah. Just before they finished.
And thank God they were finished, because everything else was beautiful up until that. But there was a moment where it's like, ooh, she feels like she's struggling. Oh, catch up. Oh, okay, your turn. Okay. Oh, it's over. Like, that's how I kind of felt for a second. Mm. But for the most part, duet, beautiful. Loved it. Nia's solo.
Now, we both have a similar opinion. Let's talk about this.
What's your opinion?
My opinion is that the moment when they were practicing, when finally Abby gave her, the whole 15 minutes to rehearse with her in her solo, that the moment the music came on, which the song is, what is it? It's Down to the River? I want to make sure I get it right. The Southern Gospel tune, Down in the River to Pray. Mm. And the moment I started hearing that, and Nia's very distinctive, but her type of dance, that heavy footing, running, especially with her arms, I just thought, Abby's typecasted her again. The African-American, can Abby give her something
different? Else that she can do, some other character that she can do besides the...
If they're going to do historical slavery, like, she's just... Yes.
Give her something different, just a child that lost something that they love, something that is not... I wrote Afrocentric.
Yep. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Of course, Nia is the only African-American girl. And yes, it is important to know your history as an African-American. Speaking of being an African-American. but I want to see her do something else.
Yeah.
I want to see her. I don't want her music to start or her dance to start. And I'm just like, here we go again with another... African-American, Afrocentric type of theme.
And I know Abby tried to change it. This is a rebirth. But even that kind of invokes certain, you know...
Same thing.
Freeing and...
Yeah.
But are we... I mean, Abby, as Abby mentioned, you know, you're not... This isn't Maddie, you know. You're not dancing like Maddie. That's because she's not Maddie. And nor will she... She doesn't have the build to be Maddie. She's never going to dance that same line, that fine line that Maddie has. And that's fine. Nia's got her own talent and her own dance. I just wish, again, Abby would sort of choreograph and make dances, we were saying, that would really show Nia's strength.
Yeah. I thought her solo was just okay.
The hairpiece, though.
Yeah. I felt like she was struggling throughout this whole piece a little bit.
Mm.
And then at the end, when the hairpiece came off, somehow it was Christy's fault. And all Christy did, like anyone else would do, you see the piece hanging out.
Mm.
You're thinking, I'm just going to tuck it so that it doesn't show anymore. That's all she did.
Yeah.
And... For Abby to walk in and be like, if you ever touch a child again, you are out. Because when they kept showing that clip, I was like, what is she talking about? I was like, did Christy get in someone's face? Did she push a kid? What happened? And then I saw where she tucked and I was like, this cannot be what we're talking about.
Sabotage again.
And then when Abby comes in and does that, even Christy and I had the same face. I was sitting there like, what? Wait, what is she talking about?
Did you feel it all? It was almost like deja vu.
Where with Chloe?
Abby was walking in like with Kelly. And it was like she wanted her, Christy. She was going to push her buttons. Don't you ever. And I wanted to see if she was kind of fishing for that same reaction where Christy was going to go, enough's enough.
I didn't feel like that. I felt like it was typical Abby coming in after a performance. And if something went wrong, it was like, oh, there you go again. You did blah, blah, blah. Oh, but like that type of a tone.
Okay.
It wasn't a hostile, like, I want to get you riled up so that we can have a brawl. Mm. It was just typical Abby to me.
Mm.
But I don't think it was Christy's fault.
No, I don't think Christy had any.
And Holly was like, I feel like I let Nia down.
She's because like, I failed my Nia.
Yeah, because I feel like I should have made sure it was sewn in.
Mm.
And poor Nia.
Mm.
She was so upset.
Yeah.
So upset when that happened. And I think the struggle that we saw was her wanting to do such a good job.
She put so much pressure on herself.
She put a lot of, and when you put that much pressure on yourself, you tend to mess up.
Mm.
You're going to mess up. So I think with the pressure, with the headband falling off, she was just like, oh my gosh, like I just really wanted to do a good job. But the one thing that I absolutely, absolutely love about Holly is that the pep talks that she gives Nia.
Yeah.
She's like, what kind of dancer do you want to be? A great dancer. That's right. You are a great dancer. And you go out there and you dance like the great dancer you want to be.
Mm.
I love that. I love how eloquent Holly can be with everyone.
And just very be supportive. A mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked all that. And how Nia just like, okay. I love that. I love that moment that they had. I just enjoyed that. That was very encouraging for her. So good job, Holly. If you are watching, I absolutely love that.
Unfortunately, Abby didn't agree, did she? Saying maybe solos just aren't Nia's thing.
And I agree with Holly that Abby should have spent more time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens in these rehearsals where they learn these dances very quick and some dances don't get the attention that it needs.
Yep.
You know, everything needs to be fixed and attended to and corrected and things like that. Perfection takes time.
Mm.
So if you want them to go out and be stellar, it takes time. I do agree also that they have to do the work as well.
Yep.
But you can't spend 15 minutes with someone and then go, I'm done. Mm. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Because she would have had more confidence in her solo had she spent 20 minutes.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Those five and then extra people,
I don't know, a lot of viewers will possibly say, well, she'd never do that to Maddie.
Right.
But again, you can't compare the two. You can't judge the two.
Yeah.
We know there is favoritism. We know that she spends a lot of time, but also Maddie is a lot of talent and Abby is attracted to talent. It's like a bright, shiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's got natural talent as a talent manager.
Yeah.
She's going to more likely, you know, gravitate to them, want to spend more time with them. And then, of course, when they're a better dancer, that she doesn't have to spend as much time correcting them.
Yeah. So then at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Who came in third?
We never even found out about confessions. Where did they... was it confessions? We found out about...
No, confessions came in second. No, we found out
about confessions, framed. What about Kendall? Do we even know what happened to them?
This is what... I love that they put in... They do things differently. They put everyone together and award overall.
Mm.
But when they awarded third place... it was just kind of like, I felt like it was crickets.
Yeah.
And it was like, I literally wrote third, and then I was like, who won? I went to look and see if I could see a scorecard or something like that. I have no idea who won.
What, overall?
Third.
I think there's actually a Facebook page, The Fierce Competitor. There is a link. We can find that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I had a question mark.
They said it, usually, right, yeah.
It's usually third, but someone else walked up. It didn't have anything to do with Abby. We know that second place went to
there was a
Chloe
tie.
And Maddie. There was a tie for second, but I mean, whatever. They got second. Mm. And the group got first.
Mm.
But no mention of Nia. Or I'm assuming maybe Kendall and Kalani got third?
I'm not sure. We didn't even hear.
I don't know.
Yeah, viewers, comment.
What do you guys think? You guys have been commenting and viewing a lot. I said comment and viewing. Well, it's the same thing. So let us know what you guys thought. Who came in third? Somebody let me know. Let me know how you feel about the Melissa situation. Mm-hmm. Do you think Melissa lied? Whatever you guys want to talk about, comment down below because I enjoy reading your comments. Stephanie enjoys reading your comments.
It's fantastic, guys.
Francisco does too. Francisco comments. I read them. I don't comment because sometimes I'm not logged into my Google and I have to do all that kind of stuff. And then I have ADD and I just move on to something else. But I do read them. So make sure you comment below. I want to know what you guys thought. And especially if anyone can tell me who came in third. I would appreciate you. So then Abby calls Kira over and says, what were the moms saying about Kelly?
Yep.
And then Kira says, oh, they say that they miss her. First of all, Kira.
Was that the right response?
Well, first of all, was that even a conversation that she should have had with Abby?
Mm.
That's kind of like someone coming in from the outside into the family and then trying to discuss family matters.
You know that Abby like, wants to stir the pot.
Well, of course.
Abby wants to start something here.
And then she announces that Kelly was arrested. Now, that at that moment, that was a moment
hashtag
where I was
like, too much?
You got it. Oh, you are learning from me.
I learned from the best.
That was hashtag too much. That was a moment where you get your information that you need, and then you leave it at that. But, of course, she's like, oh, Kelly got arrested. If you miss someone like that, then there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you didn't need to make that announcement.
No.
That wasn't necessary at all, in my opinion. So,
I think a lot of the episode tonight, we can just call it unnecessary. There are so many things that they just weren't needed.
Weren't needed at all. Nope. And that will bring us to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Before we go into our news, we normally do shout outs at this moment. But I decided, I'm sorry, I put I. We decided to give everyone a shout out. Why? Because before I came in today, there were like 100 comments on our page and also like over 7,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give a shout out to every single person who commented, every single person who watched. Thank you guys so, so much for always tuning in and listening to what we have to say about Dance Moms. We love hearing what you guys have to say about Dance Moms. So thank you, thank you. Shout out to each and every one of you.
And now, everyone, yay.
There you go.
From all the different countries. I mean, we're getting them from
Australia,
England, from Poland, from Australia.
I almost said Hawaii as if that was a country, but it's not a country, but it's far off to me. That's across some water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a shout out to all you guys. And this wasn't a way for us to not look. We have a list of people who wanted shout outs. But tonight specifically, I wanted to really shout out everybody because I'm literally amazed at just the views that we're getting and the comments that we're getting. Y'all are just talking, just chit-chatting, and especially telling us what you like and what you don't like. I read some of those comments too.
And we also like, though, I've noticed over the weeks, the comments, how they've changed the way you guys are writing. And that's really positive. Francisco made a note a couple of weeks ago, like, if you're going to make comments, do it in a, critical, but, you know.
Always be respectful.
Exactly. Manner.
Always be respectful.
We don't need the haters. You don't need to, you know. Really put people down and put us down.
We don't need no hateration or no holleration in this dancery. My good friend Mary J. Blige said that in a song.
quote. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mary.
So on to some news. So I read that after this whole Kelly Abbey fight, fans are demanding that Dance Moms gets canceled because it's hashtag team too much. So it seems like some fans are very upset and calling Abby like abusive to kids and all this. So yeah, it was very interesting to read how people are really taken back now by the antics of Abby.
Yep.
And not that I'm always pro Abby. I will always state, you know, anything that I see that's wrong or anything like that. But I just always felt like it was tough love. You know, at that age, you can't pamper people and go, oh, poor thing. You have to give them some sort of tough love because it really does build them up for this industry. You guys don't understand how tough
cutthroat industry
can be. And you have to have extremely thick skin in order to survive in this.
Now, I'm also on the other side where I see it more. This is a TV show, guys. This is reality.
And remember that, too.
There's contracts. There is a lot of money involved. And these mothers, these families have signed up with them. We know Chloe's not even in the academy, yet she comes. She comes because of the TV show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we don't know. You personally, you even know Abby a lot better, certainly, than what I do, and you've met her. You see a whole nother side.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, guys, when you're involved in reality TV in particular, what you see isn't certainly what goes on behind the scenes. So just keep that in count. It is TV.
Yeah. Speaking of money, Kelly is suing Abby and the producers of Dance Moms for $5 million.
That'd be a nice paycheck, wouldn't it?
If Kelly won $5 million, somebody come slap me in the face.
You and I could have our own little...
Yeah. Please come slap me. I will gladly take... I would take one of those million because this is how I figure. If I get 1 million, I would really get 500,000, which will allow me to pay off my bills, including student loans, and still have a cushion. Somebody come slap me.
He's asking for it.
Don't slap me hard because I need my face. But somebody come assault me. Come do something. I want $5 million.
There you go, guys. Tony's requested it. You've watched it all. He wants to be assaulted.
I want to know, what would you guys do with $5 million? If somebody slapped you, you sued them, and you got $5 million, what would you do with $5 million?
Well, this is all getting though.
What would you do?
God, where do I even start? Oh. One thing, I'd bank some of it, be responsible, and two, travel the world. You know, Aussie likes to stay in one country.
No, I want to know the silliest, funniest, ridiculous, crazy purchase that you will have. I want to know that from y'all, but I want to know from you, Stephanie. What's the just that purchaser you're like, this is so dumb, but I got the money, so I'm going to get it anyway.
Oh, you've put me on the spot, to be honest. I can think of all these smart, like a nice Lamborghini, a nice house. What about you, Tony?
I buy a pony and turn it into a unicorn. Ridiculous, right? See?
And coming up next, we have...
Let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Dress up the poor bloody pony, mate, into a unicorn.
I sure will. I'll go buy one of those cones. Be like, look at y'all, I got a unicorn.
All right. I might cross-dress my pony. A transvestite pony.
So, predictions. My DVR always cuts off what's going to happen next on Dance Moms.
On Dance Moms.
So, I'm upset. So,
well, we've got what you see is Kelly talking about the incident, the case, what's happened, talking with the other mothers. Jill seems to be very adamant. What's going on? Tell us.
Yeah.
And then we also see it looks like there's a few more tears and she's yelling at, I think Kendall is more so, Kendall, how much do you really want this? All the other girls here say they really want this. Mm. You don't. So Kendall's next on the chopping stick.
I predict that this Kelly Abby altercation is going to be dragged out over the next, we're on 24 episodes.
Whoa. That's a lot.
I'm pretty sure.
Anybody else getting predictions? Let us know, guys.
Yep. What do you guys think is going to come up on the next episode or for future episodes of Dance Moms? You guys, please make sure you comment below. And of course, before we leave, Stephanie, where can they find you?
Certainly, guys, follow me at my Twitter account, which is Host McGrath, MCGRATH, and my website, www.stephaniemcgrath.com.
And of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms, including Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with Tony. And you can also visit my website, loungingwithtony.com. Special shout out to Marissa in the booth. I forgot to give you your shout out earlier.
Hey, she was doing her dancing.
I was dancing.
Woo. I like that. I like that so much.
Twerk it, girl.
Thank you guys for tuning in for another reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. We will see you guys back next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Bye, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.